Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Now that former U.S. Senator Scott Brown has taken his name out of contention to run for the seat vacated by John Kerry, the state Republican Party is looking for candidates to step forward. Former state Senate Minority Leader Richard Tesei and state Senator Dan Winslow are both considering a campaign. Former Governor Bill Weld and former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healey also have been mentioned as possible candidates. Publicly, the state's Democrats are reacting calmly to the news that Brown will not try to rejoin the U.S. Senate in the special election this June. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
State Democrats have expressed neither glee nor surprise that the candidate considered the Republicans' best chance to win the Senate seat and a leader in early polling is not running. Only Thursday, the state Democratic Party threw an elbow by email, headlined, Scott Brown set to announce campaign to slow down President Obama's agenda. On the heels of Brown's announcement a day later, the party sent out the same email, scratching out Scott Brown and substituting, some other Republican set to announce campaign to slow down President Obama's agenda. John Walsh chairs the state Democratic Party.
Well, you know, Scott Brown unquestionably was the leading candidate for the Republican Party. But I'm certain that they're going to nominate someone. We accept the correction on our prediction and continue to be prepared.
The Democrats' two announced candidates were equally sedate. A statement from Congressman Ed Markey said, I respect Scott Brown's decision and know he did what he thought was best for him and his family. Differing by only a verb, Congressman Stephen Lynch said, I understand Scott Brown's decision. It's perfectly understandable. Lynch's statement later added, I wish all the best to Scott and his family. It was only privately that Democratic campaign consultants acknowledged the day had brought a big break for Democrats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.